Yeah, you were going out to dinner, I thought. Yeah, yeah. Or was that just an excuse? You do have a date, huh? I knew that. Oh, great, great. You'd have lots of fun at Alice's tonight, apparently. Alice, apparently, and Joelle's not coming. Boy, they really sound like they're a great crowd. You know, and incidentally, I want to tell you that if you got a minute or just, I was on my phone with Hoover, you know, but I want to tell you that I was just delighted with Bruce. God damn. When I heard him sit there and say, well, you know, usually a guy would suck along and say, I'd like to be a consultant, remember, like Lodge did and all the rest. He said, no. He said, you should resign. He said, I'll do anything you want. Then he went on to say, I'll support you, Mr. President, and I'm with you. God damn, I thought, what a hell of a guy. And incidentally, if we get a chance, Henry, to send anybody to China, he goes. He goes. He's the best man. Now look, Murphy would be terrible. Lodge would be worse. The life would be impossible. But who the hell else do we have any confidence in? And he wants to go, and I think the Chinese are taking. Would you please, with him? How was your lunch with him? Was he? He felt that we'd done the right thing. He knew that, you know, and I hope. Yeah. All right. Nothing. I just brought it back to a miserable job. What a guy he is compared to the clowns. You know, there aren't many we've got that are like this. Maybe Rush. Who else? Oh, no. What I meant is Rush got his character, but not his wisdom. Rush, 40 years, will be like Bruce, but he's got a lot of time to go. But I don't want him to stay over there and sit. My God, I really feel that you ought to go to the idea of having to be at every meeting. I think you ought to skip the meeting now, don't you? Take care of yourself. Yeah. Oh, on the Canadian thing, right? Yeah. This is after our Soviet mission. They're going to respond. They may not fight on Earth now with the Soviet men, but they might. Bruce. And I'd make a cold turkey with him. All right. So it's fine because it's the best way. And then what I think we might let Bruce go anyway, you know, what the hell. In between. It'd keep things going and it doesn't leave the panorama gone. So when you talk to them, if you do talk to them, I would say, all right, Pastor Bruce will come, he's resigning, we're going to send him at a certain time. That keeps him going, and then he will come to make public arrangements for the president. Yeah. You think the meeting did have, I think, some significance. You know, they were talking, I suppose this guy's going up with Musk, you know, probably your friend Blake. Oh. Yeah, I know. Oh, Harvard Law? I know him. Yeah, he's a very able fellow. I know him and like him, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Years ago, when Lon Fuller had me up there, and he was a young professor at Harvard Law. Very brilliant fellow. Henry, did you know we beat the Hughes Amendment today? You know what the Hughes Amendment is? Well, it's the one, you know, they beat the Nelson Amendment. The Hughes Amendment provides to pay $2.7 billion pay increase and get rid of the draft. And we all thought we were going to lose in the Senate, voted down 47-32. Now, according to Colson, I said, what's the reason for this check? He went on the shorts. He said, first, you're strong initially on the NATO thing. And second, when you hit him with the Polish Soviet thing, he said, this made it extremely difficult for these people. They're scared to death that you might do something else. I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah, I know. You know? Well, give him my best. He's an old friend. He's not. never supported him, but I like him and respect him. But you tell him, you just tell him what I said, that I remember that it was 20 years ago. Let me say that you'll remember that Mrs. Meyer's house, the you know, Eugene Meyer, and a party at their house, and the young Congress, 47, was there. And I recall about Vietnam is finished. Tell him that that was the theme. And I want you to read. I made a rather long, rambling talk to my characters yesterday. But I covered all this thing, and I said, look, Vietnam is done. I said, that issue is done one way. You can argue about when, but it's over. The main thing is, what's going to happen to Russia, what's going to happen to China, what's going to happen to the East, and what's going to happen to the American economy, what's going to happen to the spirit of this country. This is a very important line for us now to take. Let them yak around about Vietnam. Let us talk about the future. Besides this with Giles, and we're thinking about the future, and they're talking about the present and the past. He saw that point, didn't he? Because we're sure, we're certain about this, we're not sure about the other. But isn't that true, isn't it? But I wish you would see Bill White, because Johnson asked me if you would, and I said, you would. Does support us, you know, and the poor guy is, they kick him around and come and he's with us all the time. He can't sometimes. The next couple of days, we meet tomorrow with Rogers. Good. Now, I want to see a paper on that before we meet, though, so I want to get through that. Okay.